Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with J.C. Olsen and Emily Spurgeon, two members of the Pella Girls wrestling team that's had a lot of fun and a lot of work that's been done so far in terms of competition. J.C., I'll start with you. At the tail end of last year, I talked to you and Elizabeth about what it would mean to have a team. Well, now you do. What's it been like to watch this program grow and to be able to see the excitement growing?
Yeah, it's been great. It's definitely like a whole different atmosphere compared to being on the guys' team. We're a lot closer, and I don't know, it just means a lot. And to the community, everybody is all hyped up about it, asking us questions, and we're all excited to share about it and watch it grow bigger.
Well, and Emily, I know you as a martial artist and a musician, and now you're a wrestler. What led you to join this team, and what's your experience been like so far?
So jiu-jitsu really pushed me into joining the team, and a lot of male wrestlers encouraged me with my martial arts experience to join the wrestling team, so that's really how I got into it.
Well, and you've had a lot of success so far, and JC, as you've watched the team grow, it seems like you've pulled together so many different girls with different backgrounds, even different schools. You've got a Pella Christian girl on the team, a couple from Knoxville, and obviously many even from your own hallways. What's it been like watching that group come together from so many different backgrounds, and what's it been like to kind of observe as the veteran in the room and help them with something like wrestling?
It's definitely great having multiple different girls in there. We come together well, Knoxville, Pella Christian, Pella. We all get along, and it's great. The diversity in the room is good. Like with Emmy and her background, it's nice. We see different levels of intensity, and that's good. We push each other. So, yeah, like to keep the intensity high in the room.
Well, and in terms of competition, you've had a lot of different teams that you've wrestled, some that have had some experience, maybe a couple years, all the way to those who are in a similar boat and have a new experience. For you, how have you transitioned to the mat, and what's it been like interacting and wrestling with different girls who are at completely different stages, right? All the way from very experienced to those that are as new as you or even more so.
It's super nerve-wracking just stepping onto the mat and after like stalking some of these girls and trying to figure out their background and finding that some of them have wrestled at like the national level. But it's a super fun experience, and I've gotten to know a lot of these girls, and yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Well, and JC, this group is also pioneering in a lot of ways. The first dual win just happened. Your first conference wins were individually. You had your first tournaments, your first takedowns, all the above. What's it been like to be a part of so many firsts as a part of this team, knowing that you did join the sport last year? And what's it been like seeing the program have so many milestones so early?
Yeah, I think it's amazing to be part of. Like, no matter the outcome, everything is still a first, like you said. Like, just in general, it's great to be a part of it. And I don't know, I hope it grows more. It'll be great.
Well, and in terms of growing more, obviously the season's still in front of us and there's still a lot of competition to be had. But Emily, how do you think it grows more? What are the ways, because obviously you were attracted because of your martial arts background. How would you pitch girls wrestling to another athlete at the high school or one of your fellow jazz members or whoever it might be? And how do you hope to maybe continue that growth going forward?
Honestly, just communicating about the sport and encouraging people to get into it is really going to be the best way for us to build the team. A lot of people don't know very much about wrestling, and some people don't even know there's a girls' team, so just getting the word out is going to get a lot of people to join.
Well, and in terms of competitions remaining, there's still a lot in front of you. You still haven't had your first couple of home duels. I know those are coming up. You have a home duel and a home tournament and so much more. JC, what are the goals for this program as you head into the winter break? And what are the things from a team perspective or your own perspective that you'd like to see improve and get better as you head to some more of those big milestones?
Of course, everybody looks at state coming up, and it's a goal for everybody on the team to make state and place at state. And right now, we have a full lineup of girls, so as a team for duels, it looks good. We have a pretty good chance at making state, or at least having some girls qualify for state. So those events are going to be exciting.
And then for you, what are some things you hope to keep improving on, especially in your second full year of wrestling now?
Definitely just improving my record, staying intense with girls, scouting out my competition, hopefully making state this year and placing.
Well, Emily, you've had a lot of success so far, but I'm guessing as other girls pick up on your tendencies, you have to get better yourself too. How do you hope to better yourself and also contribute to those team goals that JC's talking about?
I've already been staying after some practices to talk to the coaches and get some more techniques and feedback from them. And from my previous martial arts experience, I've learned that using the feedback I have received from my coaches is really beneficial and that it helps in the long run. So I'll just keep applying that, and that'll help improve.
Well, that's a good note to end it on for now. That's J.C. Olsen and Emily Spurgeon, two members of the Pella Girls wrestling team, as they head into winter break after a great round of competitions. It's been so much fun to follow your competitions. I look forward to being in person for your senior night coming up in January. Appreciate your time and all the best to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.